So the vaccine is out. Obviously, that's big news, but I will have even bigger news when it comes to corruption of Hunter Biden. And there's two scumbags we're about to talk about, one of them being Mitt Romney, the other scumbag being Hunter Biden. They're pretty much the same person right now. Let me explain why. Mitt Romney is such a scumbag, he has actually decided it's his job as a Republican. He's not really a Republican. He's a liberal. To trash the Senate's Hunter Biden investigation, quote, is a political exercise. I kid you not. Senator Mitt Romney slammed the Senate's investigation of Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings as a, quote, political exercise in September. He's a scumbag. Saying it was, quote, not the legitimate role of the government, quote, unquote. Said like a true scumbag. Those criticisms now look stupid. Just wanted to remind you of how stupid they look, because Hunter Biden has now admitted that he's actually under federal investigation and for a lot more than he even is admitted to. Romney was criticizing an effort led by Senator Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin on the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, and Senator Chuck Grassley of the Senate Committee on Finance to investigate Hunter Biden's ties to Burisma, the corrupt Ukrainian energy company. Hunter Biden took a lavishly compensated board seat on Burisma in 2014 when he was a crackhead, leading briefly to questions from reporters about whether there was a conflict of interest for his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, who was leading U.S. foreign policy, you guessed it, on Ukraine. A lot of scumbags in the story. The Obama administration, of course, ducked those questions, and the media never followed up. Fast forward to 2018, Joe Biden admitted that he had threatened to withhold $1 billion and U.S. loan guarantees Ukraine in March of 2016. Diaz, if we still got that audio of Biden bragging about getting the guy fired, it's just amazing now. While eastern Ukraine was besieged by Russian-backed forces, Biden said that, quote, unless the prosecutor, General Viktor Shokin, was fired, you're not getting the damn money. I'm quoting. Don't get mad at me for cursing. In July 2019, President Donald Trump then asked newly elected Ukrainian President Zelensky to look into Burisma. And also the Biden's role. Clearly, Donald Trump was right. Democrats, of course, made the story about Trump, saying that he was asking for foreign interference in a U.S. election. And then they decided that they were going to try to use that to impeach him, which they did in the House. During the impeachment inquiry, Democrats' own witnesses testified that they were, in fact, aware of a big conflict of interest involving Hunter Biden, scumbag, and Burisma. State Department official even George Kent said that he raised the issue multiple times with Biden's office and received no response. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine testified that she had been briefed about Burisma and no other company by Obama administration's staff in preparations for a Senate confirmation hearing. Translation, we knew that Joe Biden was a scumbag. We knew that Hunter Biden was a scumbag. And we knew that Hunter Biden's uncle, Joe Biden's brother, was also a really big scumbag for the last 30 years. Let me just remind you of the arrogance of Joe Biden. Joe Biden talking about what a bad A he is, right? How awesome he is. Because he was in charge of Ukraine policy. And he told the country that they ain't getting the $1 billion unless they fired the prosecutor that was looking into Burisma, the company that his son was getting millions from. Take a listen.
That is, I'm desperately concerned about the backsliding on the part of Kyiv in terms of corruption. They made, I'll give you one concrete example. I was, but it just happened to be that was the assignment I got. I got all the good ones. So I got Ukraine. And I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. We're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time. Well, there's still, they made some.
So that's how Joe Biden talked about it. And Mitt Romney is saying, oh, no, 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 the Senate shouldn't look into this stuff, just a couple months ago. Why? Because he's a scumbag. He's basically worse than a Democrat. He's a Republican that acts like a Democrat. At least be honest and transparent about who you are. Like, I actually respect AOC for one thing. She says she's a socialist, that she hates America, that she believes America is evil. At least I know where I stand with her. With Mitt Romney, he's like, oh, I'm a conservative. I'm a hardcore conservative. Meanwhile, he's only doing what the Democrats tell him to do because I guess it's the only people that will hang out with him. Mitt Romney criticized, of course, Johnson, the Republican, and Grassley for investigating Hunter Biden and Burisma, calling it, quote, 3 months ago, political from the outset. But the report on Hunter Biden and Burisma released in September revealed, quote, in October 2015, senior State Department official Amos Hochenstein raised concerns with Vice President Biden as well as with Hunter Biden, and that Hunter Biden's position on Burisma's board enabled Russian disinformation efforts and risk undermining U.S. policy in Ukraine. Man, you'd think the media would have reported on that. No, they didn't. Don't worry. The report also found that Joe Biden had allowed members of his family to enrich themselves abroad while he was serving as vice president. That refers to his brother, who is now also under criminal investigation. Let's go back to what Mitt Romney said. It is political in nature, and the Senate should not be looking into any of this because it's just evil for us to do this. We should allow, you know, Joe Biden and his family to make a living whoring out America. That's basically what Mitt Romney has said. A specific detail in that report alerted businessman Tony Bobulinski to the fact that Hunter Biden had apparently diverted $5 million from a Chinese communist energy company to accounts that he controlled. Bobulinski would later say that the money was supposed to have been invested in CineHawk, a new joint venture between the Chinese energy company and the Biden family that he was to lead. When the New York Post broke the story about this deal based on emails from Hunter Biden's laptop, Bobulinski came forward to confirm Hunter Biden's involvement and that Joe Biden was the big guy who was to have received a 10% stake in the Chinese company. The big guy. Yes, that would be the president-elect Joe Biden, owns part of a communist country energy. I kid you not. The federal investigation, which Mitt Romney, being a scumbag idiot, said is absurd, now became reality, is now looking into Hunter Biden, who has significant concerns, the federal government says, with his foreign business dealings, including communist China. And they also say they have evidence from the laptop, which, again, Mitt Romney said was nothing but political in nature, that's been seized by the FBI and leaked to the public. Mitt Romney, by the way, still to date, has not retracted his earlier statement saying that this investigation of Hunter Biden is nothing but a political exercise. He still has not taken it back. You want to know what else makes Hunter Biden and Mitt Romney both look like scumbags? Here's the other new breaking news on this. His lawyer's saying, we ain't talking to Capitol Hill. The same Democrats that demanded that Donald Trump and everybody around him testify on everything in front of Congress are now covering yet again for Hunter Biden, as Hunter Biden's attorneys have rejected cooperating with Congress. Quote, Congress should have been informed Hunter Biden was being investigated over his taxes before they considered whether to impeach Donald Trump, one Republican senator said this weekend, saying this is absurd. Everybody knew on the left this was going on and no one told us about this, really? Senator Ron Johnson also claimed on Saturday that Hunter Biden's attorneys have, quote, refused to cooperate with any of the committees that are investigating. I wonder why. Probably because he knows his dad's about to be the president. Hunter Biden, 50, said last week that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware is investigating his tax affairs and is taking the matter very seriously while being confident that he handled his affairs legally and appropriately, said the crackhead. On Sunday, Johnson, chair of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, said what everybody was wanting to know. Why is it that Congress cannot get Hunter Biden to appear? And why is it that Congress was actually left in the dark about the tax investigation? He said the authorities were already in possession of Hunter's laptop, which contained emails relating to his Ukraine business affairs by the time the impeachment hearings had begun. He said, quote, I'm sympathetic for keeping investigations confidential unless there's an indictment. But when you're talking about investigations within the political realm, particularly one that would have affected the impeachment trial of the sitting U.S. President of the United States of America, we should have been told this information. And the fact that they had Hunter Biden's computer and that all these emails were on there that clearly related to the impeachment of Donald Trump, they should have told us, and they didn't on purpose. Quote, that was before the trial. That was part of the impeachment. We should have known, but we weren't told on purpose. Welcome to the swamp, folks. Welcome to the media. By the way, the media is not covering any of this explosive information on Hunter Biden. You want to know why? Because to them, it doesn't matter, because it's their guy. He's going to be in the White House, and it's his son, so leave it alone. Now, the scumbaggery's not over. We've got even more info on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and now how they're taking care of apparently all of their friends that might be able to screw them and tell the government how corrupt they actually were. Perfect example. A top aide to former Vice President Joe Biden's transition team once helped steer $3 million in taxpayers' dollars to Hunter Biden's leaked venture capital firm. This just broke. That's right. You got people now working on the transition of Joe Biden being in the White House who are getting their jobs because they have dirt on the president. Forget all the dirt the international community now has that they can hold over Joe Biden's head in negotiations because they have tons of dirt on his son. But a top aide to the former vice president has now been able to get a job in the new administration because of what he knows about his son. That's called blackmail, by the way. Joe Biden's transition team member now getting a pimp job actually steered $3 million in taxpayer dollars to a Hunter Biden-linked venture capital firm. Bloomberg, this isn't some fringe group, this is Bloomberg, is now reporting that Don Graves, a high-ranking executive at Key Bank, has been tasked to advise Biden on financial regulation issues during the transition process. Interesting job, right, for this guy? Well, you and I got it, because Graves knows where all the bodies are buried. He worked for the former vice president during the Obama administration. He's been a longtime fixture in the Biden family orbit. Senior contributor to Breitbart News actually talked about this and the fact the president of the Government Accountability Institute revealed profiles and corruptions. The relationship benefited Hunter Biden's business interests on at least one occasion to the tune of $3 million. Let me tell you about this shady deal by these scumbags. In December of 2013, Hunter Biden, along with his longtime business associate, Devin Archer, you know the guy that's going to prison. That's another scumbag, by the way. Invested in a Hawaii-focused venture capital firm and a fund called MBloom. The investment, which was meant to provide seed capital to technology startups, was a result of a public-private partnership between, you guessed it, Joe Biden and Rosemont Seneca Technology and the state of Hawaii. As part of that agreement, RST, Rosemont Seneca Technology, would provide $5 million to the fund, with the Hawaii Strategic Development Corporation matching the same amount. So now you're talking about real money here. $5 million here, $5 million here. There, you got $10 million. Here's what no one knew at the time. Half of that contribution, nearly $3 million, came from the Treasury Department's Small Business Credit Initiative. The program, which expenses more than $1.5 billion to state economic development agencies, fell under the purview of the then Deputy Assistant Treasury, Secretary of Treasury, Don Graves, the same guy that's now doing the transition. Complicating matters is that while Graves was overseeing the Small Business Credit Initiative, he was also formally advising Biden on economic and domestic policy as the executive director of the President's Council on Jobs and Competitiveness. conflict of interest much? Not if you're a Democrat and a scumbag, and you know the media will never report on the corruption I'm telling you about right now. The role he had took on a more of a official form shortly after Emblem, that's right, the company that Hunter Biden's involved in, received its contribution from the government. And then guess what happened? Graves' work was done. He left the Treasury Department and decided to join the vice president's office after he funneled $3 million to Hunter Biden's company. That's how you get a job, by the way, with the vice president's office. Hey, you gave my son $3 million? Come work for me. We can work together. I see this being a great relationship. Since then, the two men's personal and professional lives have continued to intertwine. Graves, now the head of corporate responsibility. Head of corporate responsibility. That's amazing, isn't it? Head of corporate responsibility. And community relations at Key Bank has not only donated to Biden's 2020 campaign, but has also taken an active role in the former vice president's philanthropy pursuits. The same philanthropies that give no money to the actual charity that they're talking about. If you don't believe me, look at the corruption of Joe Biden's cancer initiative, which gave zero money to cancer research, but a bunch of money, millions and millions of dollars, to a bunch of friends of Joe Biden that he hired to work on his initiative that did nothing to actually cure cancer. Don't worry. They're Democrats, scumbags. No one's going to jail for this. It's all fine. Graves has had major success in leveraging his relationship with the Biden family. Within months of him taking over and giving the money to Hunter Biden, the firm was in scandal. Most notably, two of the companies that first received capital from Emblem were owned by two individuals tasked with managing the fund. The scandal grew when the company owned by Canic went under without ever reporting a profit. It's okay. They got $3 million. You get paid, right? No one got a job in Hawaii from any of this. Your tax dollars were used. And it just all disappeared. Then there's Archer. Archer's the guy that's been indicted for defrauding a Native American tribe. That's the number one business partner of Hunter Biden. He's going to prison. The charges against Archer stemmed in part from allegations that he and business associates conspired to use tribal bonds and their control to drive up the stock price of Code Rebel, a technology company also owned by the other company that's now defunct that Hunter Biden was involved in. Don't worry. Hunter Biden's not going to jail. He's just a scumbag that's got his dad taking care of him. In the aftermath of the indictments, RST Partners agreed to give up its stake in Emblem, and investor lined up by HSDC. It's Hunter Biden's firm. It remains unclear, quote, if Hunter Biden's firm recouped its initial $5 million investment or the $3 million bonus the U.S. government gave them. Let me go back to Mitt Romney for a second. Mitt Romney said the Senate's Hunter Biden investigation was a political exercise and absurd. Mitt Romney said it was, quote, not the legal role of the government. Never taking it back. We now know that Biden and his brother of Joe Biden are all under investigation, criminal and federal investigations. And Mitt Romney, this tool bag in the Senate, is saying we shouldn't investigate. I wonder what kickback Mitt Romney's getting. Somebody can answer me that question. I'd love to know.
If you've got a cell phone, I've got something you're going to love. Saving a ton of money on your bill every month and also supporting your First and Second Amendment rights at the same time. Did you know that AT&T and Verizon combined have given hundreds of millions of dollars to Democratic candidates and Planned Parenthood? Well, if you're with Big Mobile, you need to switch to the conservative company Patriot Mobile. They have nationwide coverage starting at only $25 a month. They call that their freedom of speech package. Unlimited talk and text, just $25 a line. They have unlimited talk and text and data for just $55 a month. So make the switch to Patriot Mobile, and 5% of your bill every month goes back to support conservative causes that you choose to support. Call them, 972-PATRIOT. That's 1-972-PATRIOT. Or online at patriotmobile.com/Ben. Call them, use my name, Ben. You'll get free activation as well. 1-972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben.
All right, we got to get into this big news, obviously, about the vaccine being rolled out today. It is historic, but there's a big question that everyone is asking themselves today. how many people are going to get it? Are a lot of people going to get it or not a lot of people going to take this thing? Are they poisoning me? Because you're seeing already the anti-vax crowd come out in a big way. They're coming out and what they're saying is already, well, there's side effects. Well, it's going to kill you. You're going to die. Misinformation campaign is out everywhere on this thing. Well, the government's poisoning you. The mark of the beast. I've seen it all already today. It's insane how fast the anti-vax people and these paranoid people out there are going nuts, putting out just lies, pure lies. We have no one, by the way, that's gotten the vaccine today that's had a bad effect on it yet today. It's not been reported anywhere. But there are already these stories popping up. It's like they were written yesterday or the day before, or the day before, about these I had a friend stories that all of a sudden took the vaccine and hours later they're in the hospital. This is what is going to happen and we're going to deal with this. So the question is, who's going to take it now? I didn't know, by the way, did you guys know Bill Gates actually is a doctor now? I had no idea. Apparently, Bill Gates, the guy that like doesn't even know how to make a computer not get viruses, is an expert now on viruses. Did you know that? I mean, the guy can't even make Windows that doesn't get viruses, and the guy's like an expert on vaccines now. I kid you not. And Bill Gates is, I don't know how he became an expert, but CNN put him on there like he's Dr. Fauci 2.0. Like, this is the guy we should all be listening to. A guy that makes computers for a living is now talking about restaurants should be shutting down for 6 months. Now, where this guy gets off on telling me what I can do and can't do with my life, and the fact the media is putting him out there is beyond me. I think Bill Gates, by the way, is a very successful man. I'm not taking away from him, but he knows nothing about vaccines. And if you don't believe me, go look at Windows. You can put any virus on Windows you want. It sucks. You want to know who's good at it? Apple. Apple actually knows how to fight viruses. If the CEO of Apple walked out to talk about this, I'd give them more credibility than Bill Gates. Like, Bill Gates is the worst. Everybody I know has gotten a virus from Bill Gates' computers. Am I wrong? Seriously, this guy can't even do computer viruses, and now he's some expert on COVID-19 because he's rich. When did being a rich person make you an expert on COVID-19 out of curiosity? But nonetheless, here he is. We got a vaccine coming out. Let's throw Bill Gates on CNN, State of the Union, and we'll tell you how you need to live your life. What Bill Gates is now advocating for is shutting down restaurants for 6 months, saying you need to just shut them down, and bars for 6 months while we get this vaccine out there. I want you to think about this real quick as I'm letting you hear this, okay? As I'm letting you hear this, I want you to think about Bill Gates from this perspective. Do you ever think Bill Gates, when he was doing Microsoft, Windows Vista that sucked and had a lot of viruses that could get on it, when he was doing Windows 98 that sucked and had a lot of viruses that could get on it, you think Bill Gates would have ever advocated for Microsoft shutting down their factories for 6 months? No. When you had people sitting shoulder to shoulder in China doing slave labor for Microsoft, you think he would have ever said shut down those factories in China while they're making me millions and millions and then billions of dollars standing side by side? You think he would have said, hey, guys, we got to shut down Windows. We got to stop making these computers and these programs and these people standing side by side in China with slave labor. We got to shut them down for 6 months until we get this thing under control. No, you want to know why? Because he's already made his money. He's set. It's a lot easier to dictate to other people why you have your money. But again, Bill Gates is not a doctor. Bill Gates is a rich guy that wants to tell you now that you have to shut down your business that he never would have done when it was his own business. Take a listen to his advice for American business owners about you just got to shut down.
They are right now under brand new stay-at-home orders as hospitals there risk being overwhelmed. There are a lot of governors who oppose bringing back these lockdown orders and forcing businesses to close. What do you think? Do you think more states need to consider taking that kind of drastic action and the kind of drastic action we saw when the pandemic first began? Or can there be a more nuanced approach?
Well, certainly mask wearing has essentially no downside. They're not expensive. Bars and restaurants in most of the country will be closed as we go into this wave. And I think, sadly, that's appropriate. Depending on how severe it is, the decision about schools is much more complicated because there, you know, the benefits are pretty high. The amount of transmission is not the same as in restaurants and bars. So, you know, trade-offs will have to be made. But the next 4 to 6 months really call on us to do our best, because we can see that this will end, and you don't want, you know, somebody you love to be the last to die of coronavirus.
When do you think life will fully return to what we thought of as normal back in January. No masks, no social distancing, no other protective measures necessary.
Certainly by the summer, we'll be way closer to normal than we are now. But even through early 2022, unless we help other countries get rid of this disease and we get high vaccination rates in our country, the risk of reintroduction will be there. And of course, the global economy will be slowed down, which hurts America economically in a pretty dramatic way. So we'll have, starting in the summer, about 9 months where a few things like big public gatherings will still be restricted. But
let me just say, do you notice what you're hearing now from Bill Gates is nothing but globalism? Did you notice that? Bill Gates is advocating for globalism. Well, you know, America really shouldn't get this vaccine, all of them. Right? America really shouldn't get all these vaccines. We need to kumbaya the world here. By the way, I have no problem with the world getting this vaccine. Pay for it. But America should keep all of our doses in America until everybody that wants it gets it. Sorry, we warp speed to this saying you're welcome. You're getting it long before you ever would have otherwise without America doing this. Americans should get this thing first, and I don't think that's being mean either. If Brazil came up with this thing, if Venezuela came up with this thing, if Argentina, hell, if Cuba came up with this thing, I would not expect them to send it to America first, right? I'd expect them to give it to their people first, and then we get it. But if you notice that theme there, and this is what's going to happen in D.C., they're going to start advocating for this. Well, the world needs it. Everybody needs it. You're no different than someone in Russia. Why shouldn't they have it right now? Why shouldn't the children in South Africa have it and Nigeria have it? Why shouldn't the people in North Korea have it with Kim Jong-un? We should kumbaya this. Why shouldn't the Taliban have it? Why shouldn't Hamas and Hezbollah and the people in Palestine have it, right? That's what the world's saying. That's what these liberals, socialists, one world order kind of people are saying. And that's what this is. This is this globalist ideals that no real country should be powerful. All countries should be the same. All people in the world the same. No one's different than one another. And really, your passport shouldn't matter. I strongly disagree with that. I think that Americans should get this first and that we should make sure everybody that has one here. Now, am I okay with other countries getting help? Of course. I'm not soulless, but I'm not going to put people in other countries ahead of us when we're the ones that just did this. Sorry. I want America to be secure and economically secure and get back to work and help Americans open up their businesses again. But you also know something else in there Bill Gates said, which should scare the hell out of everybody listening right now. He wants restaurants to be shut for 6 months. You think Bill Gates would have ever shut down his businesses for 6 months? No. So why does he think that I can afford to do that? Why does he think that you can afford to do it? Why does he think that all of these people that desperately need to go to work can just sit at home for 6 months? Who's going to pay them? And I can tell you who it's going to be. I'll tell you exactly who he thinks is going to pay them for 6 months to stay home in just a moment. I want to tell you real quick, though, about the number one conservative organization in the country, AMAC. If you are ready to get in the fight and you're ready to have someone protect and defend you and your vote and you want to be involved in what's going on right now, in Georgia, you need to join the number one conservative organization in the country, AMAC, right now. Why? AMAC will take care of you. AMAC will protect and defend exactly what is so important, and that is the integrity of your vote. They also just came out with their new magazine that is actually doing a deep dive into each state and where there are voter issues, election issues, and what you need to be looking at in your state to make sure that it never, ever happens again. This is why I want you to join AMAC for free and get the magazine for free right now. All you have to do is go online to benfreeonline.com, www.benfreeonline.com. Not only will you get the Voter Integrity Magazine, but AMAC will connect you with how you can get involved and fight in Georgia with this election. Benfreeonline.com, that's www.benfreeonline.com. All right, I want to get back real quick to this. Why is a guy that's a billionaire, Bill Gates, on TV, really not a doctor, doesn't know anything about vaccines more than anybody else, but he's somehow become an expert, a guy that couldn't even keep your computer safe from viruses with Windows? I say that because it's not even funny. It's like legitimate. Like, this guy is giving us medical advice on vaccines in America and the world, telling us that we need to be sending these vaccines around the world and not putting Americans first, telling you that you need to shut down your business and your bar for 6 months because that's like the moral thing to do right now so that you can't make a living. And this is Bill Gates, the guy that couldn't even keep viruses off a computer. Just think about how insane that actually is. Now, why is he saying that you should shut down your business for 6 months? Because he thinks that that's when the government will just pay you to stay home. He doesn't care if everybody loses their business. He doesn't care if you lose everything. He doesn't care if the workers lose everything. Because this is a globalist ideal, right? This is also the out-of-touch rich man idea. It's not just globalism, because it is, and I do believe that Bill Gates believes in globalism. Because when you don't have to deal with the normal, everyday ups and downs of life, and you are so out of touch because of the money that you have, that you start dictating other people how they should live their lives, not realizing that you're even doing it, and you think you're actually taking care of them, that is when you know you've totally lost touch with reality. There is no way that Bill Gates, going back in time when he was hustling to get Microsoft to what it became, that he would have ever allowed for his factories to shut down for 6 months. And if anyone ever mentioned it, he would have lost his mind. And he would have said, I'm taking care of these workers, and I'm feeding their families, and I'm giving them health care, and I'm giving them a retirement fund, and we're building something great, and we're helping people. He would have been the first one out there as a business owner saying, no, you don't understand if you shut me down. But look, Bill Gates is removed from that, right? He's basically retired. He's a retired philanthropist that wants to and has, because of his money, been able to influence a lot of people and say, I'm giving away $1 billion of my wealth, but I'm an expert now in everything because I have $1 billion that I'm giving away. That's why he's on TV telling you that you should shut down your business. But I also think that Bill Gates doesn't have a problem with the majority of Americans going home and the government taking care of you because that's part of globalism. The same guy that's rich, that flies on a private jet, that's a multi-billionaire, is saying he's going to give away all of his fortune, right? But not until after he dies because he loves the high life, right? This isn't guys not slumming it now, right? Bill Gates is still a billionaire. Bill Gates has still got plenty of money. Bill Gates does and buys and eats whatever, whenever, however he wants to do it. This guy is worth $118 billion. And he wants to dictate to me how I can live my life in poverty and the government send me a check. Because that's what he's really talking about here with these workers needing to go home, right? That's what he really is all about. $118 billion man's telling me to shut my business down, go home, and that's the kumbaya part of life. Second thing about Bill Gates. What does he know about this vaccine that everybody else doesn't know? He's not an expert. Bill Gates is not a doctor. He's not a doctor of anything. You could argue that Bill Gates has spread more viruses than any man in the world on computers. Seriously, it's not a joke. Like, this guy can't even keep his computer system safe, and he wants to dictate to me how to live my life? Screw you, man, like, with all due respect. You've got $118 billion. Oh, I'm giving billions away. Okay, so now you gave $2 billion away, so you have $115 billion. Got it. No, I'm giving $5 billion. I'm going to give away all my money. Okay, do it before you die, and then I'll applaud you. If you're going to do it after you die, shut up. Right? I mean, because that's the thing here. It's like these rich people are like, I'm going to give away my money. When? When I no longer need it. You know, Diaz, just so you know, my producer, I'm going to give you a really nice car one day, okay? If you don't die before me. Because if I die, you're not getting it. Or if you die before me, sorry, you're out. But I want you to know, Diaz, I'm going to give you, when I die, Diaz, I'm going to give my car to you because I'm a philanthropist and I want my producer to have a really nice sports car one day. I'm going to give it to you. Diaz, by the way, what are you, 60 now? You're getting old. Chances of Diaz ever going to see that car? Probably not that good. You want to know why? Because I'm younger than Diaz. But Diaz, I want you to know, I'm a philanthropist and I'm going to give you that sports car. That car is yours. You're going to own a Porsche one day, Diaz. You are. If you die before me, then tough luck. That's all Bill Gates is doing with his money. That's the same thing. I'm going to give away all of my money after I die. When I can't use it anymore because I'm dead. And I'm going to dictate to you how you should live your life. And I'm going to tell you, make you feel bad for living in America. And I'm going to tell you that you're un-American if you don't shut down your business for 6 months. And this is the guy that the media is asking questions about within 12 hours of the vaccine being put out to the public. I'm Bill Gates, and it's going to be a tough year. We're not going to have things back to normal in 2022. If you own a restaurant, you got to be shut down nationwide 6 months. You need to do it. You going to pay my bills? Okay, then shut up. You can give me some of your money while you're alive? No, then shut up. They don't mind, though, if you are poor. The left is okay with you being poor. The left is okay with poverty. The left is okay with you not being able to buy your own food. The left is okay with you not being able to do anything. They're okay with it because that means that you are they are powerful over you. I mean, that's the thing here you need to understand. They really don't mind if you have nothing, because that's where they get their power. When you are weak, they are powerful. Why do you think Democrats were so afraid of Donald Trump, especially pre-COVID-19? Because they had nothing they could offer you that looked better than what you were getting. You had historic low unemployment for African Americans, historic unemployment for young Americans, historically low unemployment numbers for women, for Asian Americans, for Hispanics. The list goes on and on. Why do you think they were so terrified of Trump? Because Trump enabled people. His economy enabled people. You didn't need the government. For liberals and socialism to work, you need a bad economy. No one votes for socialism when things are good, in a large number. You get what I'm saying? No one does. No one votes for socialism when things are good and the numbers that you have when things are bad. But when people have nothing, they're willing to take anything. And that means giving everything, all the power to the government, as long as you get some government cheese. Poor people who have nothing, who need a roof over their head and need basic necessities, will vote for the guy that gave it to them for decades if you keep them needing you, the government. If you get people jobs, they don't need you anymore. If you have low unemployment, they don't need you anymore. If you have wages that rise organically, not forced by the government, and opportunities that arise outside the government becomes meaningless. The government loses its power. That's why Democrats were terrified of Donald Trump. And so when you see Bill Gates, who's a hardcore leftist, tell you that you need to shut down your business, something he would have never done for Windows, for 6 months and just accept it as fact, the reason why he's doing that is because he is okay with millions and millions of hardworking blue-collar workers who go to those restaurants and do the food prep and cook the food and clean those restaurants and serve those tables. They are fine with those people being unemployed because then they actually need the government. When you tell somebody they can't do what they know to do for a living, and you tell them we'll send you some money so you can stay home, they become dependent on you for their existence in life. That's exactly why Bill Gates and all these others are in favor of this. It's also the same reason why they're not in favor of Americans being first, and they want this vaccine to go out to all of the people in the world. Because the longer this thing carries on into 2022, as Bill Gates used it, his words, the more power they can grab. And remember, when are the midterm elections? Oh, isn't that coincidence? 2022. If you can keep people shut down till then, you can win re-election. And the reason why is because those people are so dependent on you for their food, their water, their housing, their lives, because they don't have a job because the government took it away from you, that you will vote for them. And the evil Republicans that want you to be independent, self-sufficient, be an adult, act like an adult, grow up, pay your own bills. You're going to vote for them if you're poor and broke and the Democrats keep giving you a $500 check and an EBT card with $250 cash on it for your groceries? This is how they win re-election in 2022. They keep COVID around until then on purpose. And how do you do that? Send a bunch of vaccines to other people in the world instead of keeping them in America so that we don't have herd immunity in this country until after the elections in 2022. And I'll leave it at that.